We are visiting today on the radio with Chloe Probst. She is a senior at St. Paul Lutheran High School, and to say she's had a heck of a senior year so far would be a bit of an understatement. She is quite active in sports. She competed in soccer. She is currently competing in basketball, and in the spring she's looking at track and field, and when she's not doing all that, she's a part of the FFA program through Farmington High School. Chloe, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
The reason we have you in this morning is to talk a bit about your soccer career. You didn't just compete in soccer, you competed on the boys' soccer team.
Yes, I did.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, I've played soccer since I was little, and when I got to high school, we didn't really have a team, and we had enough to make a boys' team, and you can have girls on a boys' team, so I was like, why not do it?
And it turned out to be a pretty good situation for you, didn't it?
It did.
So were you nervous at all about going and competing against guys?
Not really, because, like, summer of my eighth grade year, I played on a boys' traveling team, so I've been used to kind of playing co-ed. And when I played on a traveling team, we also played against co-ed teams, so I've been used to playing against boys.
What position did you play?
I played striker.
And what is that? What is a striker?
It's the top middle on your offensive line.
So you're the one that kind of sets the stage for everyone else, it sounds like?
Yeah.
How did the season go for you?
It could have went better, but I think overall we improved a lot since our past 2 years, and I was really happy with it, honestly.
How many goals did you score?
I think I had like five.
Five goals? What's the feel? You see it on TV when people score goals and they go crazy in soccer. What is the feeling really like for you?
I mean, I score and then I usually just run back, but inside I'm like, yes.
What was your highlight of the season this year?
I'm not really sure. I think just having like more people understand and like know the game of soccer, not really like a particular game, but just having everyone come together and be able to know what we're doing on the field.
So for students, I should say, at St. Paul Lutheran High School, there's a lot of firsts because it's such a young school.
Yeah.
Your first basketball teams, your first soccer teams. Were you a part of the first soccer team at St. Paul?
I was. My sophomore year, we started it.
What was the difference between the team you fielded this year and the team you fielded as a sophomore?
Well, we were sophomores. When I was a sophomore and we had our first team, we had to treat it like we were all kindergartners and no one knew how to kick the ball. That was our main focus, is teaching everyone how to kick the ball. And this year it was more of, we were putting plays together. We were like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? It was more of a builded program.
You were just happy to be there in year number one, right?
Yeah.
And in year number three, you were thinking, how are we going to win this game?
Yeah.
So you also play basketball. That season is underway. And you mentioned you've run track in the past at St. Paul. Do you have a favorite sport?
Just whatever season I'm in, that's usually my favorite one at the time.
You just like sports?
Yeah.
What about FFA? You're involved in the FFA program, right?
Yes.
What do you like best about that?
I just like how it's so family-oriented, and because since I don't go to the Farmington High School, and I go to St. Paul, but when I go over there, they just make me feel welcome, and it's not really like we're different, you know, we all just come together.
I want to go back to soccer for just a second. You said it didn't make you nervous to compete against the boys and whatnot, but what about when the boys saw you walk on the field for the first time? Did they look at you different?
Yeah, I have gotten a few comments like, what, you have girls on your team? And we're like, yeah. Yeah, we do, but most of the time they didn't really treat me indifferent. I got pushed over more than some of the boys on our team, so.
Once you scored a couple of goals, they stopped looking at you different, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you're a senior this year. Are you looking forward to graduating?
Yes and no. It's kind of bittersweet. You know, I've been at St. Paul all my life, and, you know, just to leave is kind of a different feeling, I guess.
Yeah, not only have you been there your whole life, your mom works at the elementary school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
So you and her probably had that bonding experience too,
yeah.
Right? So what about college, though? It's going to happen to all of us. You got to go to college. What are you going to do?
I'm either looking into being an ag teacher or an athletic trainer. And, I mean, if a college will let me, I want to either play soccer or basketball. I haven't really decided what I want to do yet.
Are you getting some feelers out there from different schools?
Yeah, we've looked into a few. We've looked into college, or Concordia in Nebraska, and then CMU are my main two right now.
Do you care which one?
If I'm going to go for athletic training, I'm leaning more towards CMU because they have a better built program. Well, for me, so.
I'm guessing your mom wants you to be at whichever one's closer to her?
Probably.
Now, who are your parents?
Tammy and Stephen Propes.
How have they supported you through all this?
They've always been really supportive of me with anything that I do, and they just, you know, always want me to do my best, and that's what I try to do.
One thing for sure, when you're a smaller school like St. Paul is, you play a lot of other smaller schools, some long trips. How was that to get used to?
It was a big adjustment, you know, from going, you know, not that far and then having to ride on a bus for like 2 hours and then get out, play in 30 minutes. You know, that was a big adjustment. But overall, it's been pretty good.
Who have your coaches been in your different sports?
For basketball, my coach is Andy Sherrill. And then this past year for soccer, it was Steve Vaccaro. And the past 2 years, we had Doug Wade. But I don't know. It's just they've just been really helpful and really supportive of me through every one of my sports.
You're undecided now about whether or not you're going to run track?
I mean, most likely I will. It's just depending on if I have picked a college and a sport that I'm going to play.
Then you may want to just concentrate on that.
Yeah.
You did quite well, though, in track and field last year. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so our 4x8 team made it all the way to state. And, I mean, we would have went a little better than we thought, but, like, it was just pretty cool to have that experience, be able to be, like, the first ones to go to state and just have that experience.
Who do you relate to the most at St. Paul High School? Do you have a few buddies out there that when it comes to talking about the big game or the big track meet or the big soccer match that I want to go get some advice or this is who I want to talk to?
Not really anyone specific, but like just the team, you know. Whenever we have a big game, I always like want to connect with the team and just be like, hey, this is what we got to do, you know, just bring our A game.
So you're going to miss St. Paul a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to miss it a lot, actually.
Well, listen, Chloe, congratulations on all of your successes in any of the sports or academics. I'm sure you're doing quite well there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think your mom would let you not do well there. So.
No, she probably wouldn't.
But anyway, congratulations and good luck with the basketball season and hopefully with track this year. And good luck in selecting a college. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Chloe Propes joining us today, a senior at St. Paul Lutheran High School. She made all district?
Yes.
In soccer.
Yeah, and I made all regional in soccer also.
On the boys' side of things, so she was better than the boys in playing soccer, and she's been our guest today on regional radio.